Dreamscape presents A Little Bit Like Love by Brooke Blaine, narrated by Perry Bishop and Wesley Paul. Before, 8 years earlier, Jackson. With the note from Principal Stewart crumpled in my fist, I stalked away from his office, away from the words I knew would haunt me forever. "I'm sorry, Jackson. Your father is quite insistent you return to Connecticut immediately. Immediately. Immediately." With every echo of that word through my mind, my heart battered my chest, the ache to rip itself free of my body, a plea I was helpless to honor. There was only one reason he would have demanded I leave South Haven before the end of classes next week. My father had been adamant I receive the best education his money afforded, choosing to ship me down to South Georgia to attend the most prestigious all-boys academy in the country. I'd done him proud, rising to the top of my class, and I'd been practicing my salutatorian speech for days, skipping out on graduation and the pomp and circumstance and recognition that came with it, out of the question, which could only mean one thing. He knew. Somehow, he knew. That was the only explanation for the letter in my hand, for the abrupt dismissal this late in the evening and this close to the end of the school year. My father hadn't gotten to where he was by being stupid or blind, and I'd seriously underestimated how many eyes and ears had been watching me during my 4 years, although it would have only been the whispers over the last few months that piqued his interest, only the last 8 that he would have had any reason to give me a second thought. And that reason wasn't a what. It was a who. The halls of the St. John's dormitory were silent when I entered, all the students down at the mess hall for dinner, followed by the final bonfire of the year. So there wouldn't be anyone around to see me sneak down the hall to where I knew I shouldn't be going, but couldn't help myself. My feet seemed to move of their own accord, the countdown to my utter devastation causing me to pick up the pace. The private plane would arrive in a handful of hours, giving me just enough time to pack my things, but there was no way I could leave without a goodbye. Not going to happen. I wasn't ready. I was supposed to have more time. As a cold sweat of panic seized me, I balled the letter tighter in my fist and chucked it into one of the trash bins as I passed. Screw my father. Screw the life he'd set out for me, the one I was destined to live and hate with every fiber of my being. I wanted to bottle up every one of his expectations and throw the blast.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?